Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Welcome to this week's English Khutbah, and the topic is Work is a Message for Life. Alhamdulillah, all praises are due to Allah, Lord of all the worlds, the one who has encouraged us to engage in beneficial work, as he stated in his noble book, the Quran. And I testify that there is nothing worthy of worship except Allah, the uniquely one who has no partners in his oneness. And I testify that our Sayyid, Sayyiduna Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, is the slave of Allah and his messenger. O Allah, send your peace and blessings upon him and upon whomsoever follows him in the best of ways until the last day. Amma ba'd, to continue. I advise you, O slaves of Allah and myself, with the embodiment of the taqwa of Allah. For verily Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَإِن تُحْسِنُوا وَتَتَّقُوا فَإِنَّ اللَّهَ كَانَ بِمَا تَعْمَلُونَ خَبِيرًا. And if you do good and fear Allah, then indeed Allah is ever with what you do acquainted. Ayyuhal mu'minun, O believers. Indeed, the work and the vocation of a human being is a form of dignity and nobility that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has facilitated for him. For through such work, a man is able to support himself and to earn respect in his endeavors and to eventually, through such work, build his nation. And this is why, through such tasks, a person is said to attain, most importantly, the rida, the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and attain a reward, a ajr from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, commensurate to the sincerity of such work. For Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala informs us that He is the one who has facilitated for us the earth, precisely so that we may work in it and strive thereby to enable its maintenance and help support one another. As Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, هُوَ الَّذِي جَعْلَ لَكُمُ الْأَرْضَ ذَلُولًا فَامْشُوا فِي مَنَاكِبِهَا. It is He who has made the earth facilitated for you, so walk amongst its slopes and eat of His provision. In similar spirit, the Prophet ﷺ is reported to have said about a person who is active and diligent in his work, that such a person who strives in this manner is in the way of Allah. It is narrated that he said, إِن كَانَ خَرَجَ يَسْعَى عَلَى نَفْسِهِ. If such a person has gone out to strive by himself in order to facilitate things for his life, فَهُوَ فِي سَبِيلِ اللَّهِ, then such a person is in the way of Allah. Indeed, the striving of a person and his earning provision just to meet the needs of himself and his family is a great task, and we should not belittle it. For through such activity, a person is able to take care of the needs of his family and to support them, to provide for them so they're not dependent on others, to help educate his children. And so a man in this manner is acting as the shepherd would to a flock. A man in this manner is acting as a leader in his community. And so by these efforts, a person is able to become someone who deserves to be honored and remembered as someone who has done good, great good for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And so brothers and sisters, this is why we should never belittle the task of supporting one's family. About this, the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam is reported to have said, إِن كَانَ يَسَعَ عَلَى وَلَدِهِ صِغَارًا فَهُوَ فِي سَبِيلِ اللَّهِ. If a person is striving to support his small child or children, then such a person is in the way of Allah. وَإِن كَانَ خَرَجَ يَسَعَ عَلَى أَبَوَيْنِ شيخين كبيرين ففي سبيل الله. If a person leaves his house and strives to support his elderly parents, then such a person is in the way of Allah. وَإِن كَانَ خَرَجَ يَسَعَ عَلَى أَهْلِهِ فَفِي سَبِيلِ اللَّهِ. And if a person leaves his house and strives to support his wife or his family at large, then such a person is in the way of Allah. Brothers and sisters, what does it mean to be in the way of Allah? It means to be striving sincerely in the way of Allah such that you get this tremendous reward. And this is why by this reference, the Prophet ﷺ is indicating to us that any person who is capable to work should never undermine this task of working. And this is a message to the attitude to life itself. How we work and in what we work in is a pointer to the values we attach to our lives. For the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam is reported to have said, "In qamat as-sa'ah wa bi yadi ahadikum fasila." If the final hour comes, and if in the hands of any one of you there happens to be the shoot of a plant, فَنِسْتَطَاعَ أَنْ لَا تَقُومَ حَتَّى يَغْرِسَهَا فَلْيَفْعَلْ. And if it's possible that he's able, that the hour will not come, except that he's able to plant this sapling or the shoot, then let him do so. Brothers and sisters, this is a tremendous hadith. And it's been narrated in the Adab al-Mufrad of Imam Bukhari. And what does it mean? It means that our eventual fruits, what is this dunya? This dunya is like a mazra, it's like a field whereby we plant based on our efforts and our intentions to ultimately reap in the hereafter in an abode of felicity for eternity. And so this is the real jaza, this is the real reward of efforts and work, that we strive for the sake of Allah, that we make our intentions for the sake of Allah, and that we do not belittle anything, for even the most supposedly minor thing, when done for the sake of Allah, will bequeath great, great rewards on that day, the day after which they will not come any other day. So we say, brothers and sisters, that we should be diligent in what we do and be people of itqan, be people of excellence in what we do, and that we facilitate and make things easy for each other, and that we enable our communities to be prosperous communities, and we strengthen our nations. This is the way great civilizations are formed. This is the way the ummah is raised up. This is the holistic principles by which the believers are able to affirm themselves and demonstrate their faith as being vicegerents and stewards on earth. I say this and I seek forgiveness for myself and for you. So seek his forgiveness, for he is the most forgiving and the most merciful. And with that comes to an end this week's khutbah. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. This khutbah was brought to you by Idha'atul Quran Abu Dhabi.